Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
traditional custodians of the land on which I record and pay my respects to both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, their elders past, present, and emerging. ages past, Aboriginal elders were the storytellers. This was the way things were passed along to the generations that followed. For this reason, the Aboriginal elders of the Bundjalung Nation made it a point to remember every detail of a myth, legend, or story, so that they could relate it at a later time. They were the bearers of the traditional morals and imagery which kept spiritual values alive and important. Like the spirits of the Native Americans in the United States of America, the Bundjalung Nation Aboriginal spirits, the Dirrawong and the Rainbow Snake, continue to live on in the land and water, which originally belonged to the Bundjalung people of the far north coast of New South Wales and the southeast Queensland area. Symbolism used in its name is considered allegoric to the dual nature of the deity, where a being, a rainbow, represents its divine nature, or the ability for water to reach the skies, and being a serpent represents its human nature, or ability to creep on the ground among the other animals of the earth. The rainbow also shows the ability to split light into different colors. Although the rainbow serpent of the Bundjalung people may differ slightly from other Aboriginal representations of the myth, it does retain many of the similar features, stories, and characteristics common in other areas. For instance, its gender is not agreed upon, and it is linked to rainbows, water, rain, waterholes, rivers, seas, islands, life, social relationships, shape-shifting, spirits, goannas, birds, snakes, and fertility. Thank you. water spirit is found in many forms. Sometimes it is simply a guardian of a sacred pool or lake, and will attack and bring ill health and bad fortune if the sacred place is not correctly respected. The rain itself, the storm, the flood, the life-giving water from the sky. Its rain is vital to life, yet water also has a powerfully destructive side that the Aborigine tribes of Australia were all too aware of. It has been theorized that the dozens of stories of humans being swallowed by the rainbow serpent found through Australia are metaphorical accounts of people being swallowed from floodwaters or being drowned in lakes. cases, it is shown that the Rainbow Snake holds no respect for people, nor does it have a code of morality. It acts only as its nature dictates, often being a blind, destructive force. But in the same way as rain, it also creates. It creates the world, births many children, brings fertility to the land and humans, and is often associated with the Aborigine soul itself. Thank you. Often, water is seen as passive, reflective, deep, emotional, and spiritual, and is symbolized by the ever-receiving chalice, or womb of the goddess. But here, in the motif of the rainbow snake, we see water as the cosmic phallus of active dynamic creation, of fertility, of the rawest and most primal part of life. Here, water is dangerous, destructive, creative, blind, unfeeling, and magical. Just like the rainbow snake in its many forms. Sleep well. as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams. Thank you.
That's Not Gunning Productions podcast.